This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you could call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And so before we continue on talking about a potential hunger crisis affecting America, where National Guard has been deployed to help distribute food to needy people in some areas, we're going to go to Larry in Indianapolis on the phone lines. Welcome. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, man?
Hey, Larry.
Go ahead. This is so phony, right, that I'm thinking about designing some Corona wear.
What do you mean?
Love the Corona wear. You know, they
like
have
clothing?
The thing. Yeah, clothing. Where you got a situation where you have retractable 6-foot poles that whenever you come into a crowd of people, you take it and you then put your poles out so you can stay 6 foot apart, right? That's
silly.
So stupid. And
yeah.
Then
that's
just how stupid it is. And then you go and say you're going to don't want to cough. Some lady today, I went in the store and she said, you can't touch the door till you use some lotion, some antiseptic lotion on your hands.
Hey, buddy. Was going to ask him if this was a woman who was actually the store owner. Or another customer.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I believe I got that in time.
Normally, he's really good at not saying stuff.
Oh, he's a regular? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can't say bad words. Please be careful.
Yeah, unfortunately, the FCC still hasn't shut down.
My heart skipped a beat, so...
You sound like you got dumped pretty fast, though, so good job.
Well, thank you. National Guard here.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about what he was saying
Well, I thought he was joking, right? I thought he was like an idea.
I think that was a joke.
People,
but he wasn't joking about being shamed for not using a wipe on the door or whatever.
Yeah, which is, I have it, like, I've been being careful, right? Like, you know, I have this little thing, a hand sanitizer, yeah. And I've been, when I'd have to deal with people at, like, the liquor
How'd you
store,
get it?
Well, I know a guy. I've had this for a while.
Okay.
I actually opened my medicine cabinet, and I just see all of this stuff that I've gotten at, like, trade shows, all these little things of hand sanitizer. Mm. So I'm good, you know. So if anyone's in Keene and has some... So I would hand the money, sanitize my hands, touch the groceries, sanitize my hands, you know, touch the door, sanitize my hands. And a lot of the workers, I think more people than one would expect also think that this is a hoax or it's not as big of a deal as the government media wants you to think, because I am more careful than the grocery store and liquor store employees, right, where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to keep my distance and right,
yeah.
It's fine, give me the money. I guess it depends on what policies a company would have, but...
Well, I tend to agree with you as far as, like, I think a lot of people are not as impressed with these mandates. I mean, we had a lot of positive response yesterday at the Freedom to Assembly event. There were a lot of folks driving by, waving, smiling, honking, you know, friendly honking of horns. So, I don't know what the real results are, but of course there was this Rasmussen poll that was saying that 2/3 of people in the United States are interested in, according to this, supporting closed borders for their state and fines for social distancing violators.
Well, I'd say in times of, like, a pandemic, it makes sense to... I mean, what do you call closed borders? It means, like, quarantine, right? That's how some cities in during...
It means
the
not allowing anybody to come into your state,
yes,
from outside.
Well, I mean, that's how a lot of cities during the Black Plague would stay safe and would stay safe because they would just close the gates, not let anyone in. And
but it goes to show that the fear is working. According to this poll, at least 2/3 of Americans are in a state of fear and willing to accept any amount of tyranny. Is what it sounds like.
And so just because there might be like, if there was something that was like Captain Trips, right, from like Stephen King's The Stand, if people were just like dropping dead from a disease, I'd understand it'd be totally appropriate to just shut down the borders. But in this case, where it's just an over-glorified cold virus, it looks like COVID-19. I just want to read this paragraph here. The National Guard has been deployed to help food banks cope with rising demand in cities, including...
What are they going to do? Sandbag?
We're like handing
shoot
out
the food?
We're handing out the food, and most likely, if they run out, to keep the peace in case it does run out. So we're doing that in cities like Cleveland, Phoenix, and St. Louis amid growing concerns that supplies may run low as the crisis evolves. Overstretched food pantries are switching to drive-thrus and home deliveries to minimize the spread of COVID-19 as almost 300 million Americans are urged to stay at home.
I heard there were huge lines at the Orlando Food Bank today, like big time, long, hours-long waits to get in.
Oh, and just imagine if a food runs out and Americans who've never had to face any issues with famine... for the most part, right? Universal food. It's like, if you could buy a cheeseburger the size of your head for $5, you don't really have a hunger problem in this country.
No, America has not had a hunger problem in our lifetimes.
But, despite all of those stupid commercials where it's like, one in every five families aren't getting nutrition. Well, not getting nutrition because they're going to McDonald's every
night.
But we have here...
but they're not starving because they're fat.
No, it's like they're fat, they're getting food, but they're not getting nutrition, and that's why we have so many health problems here in the country. Let's go to Rich in Florida. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, you just mentioned Orlando. I'm in Kissimmee in the Orlando area. Ian is indeed right. There are big lines at the food pantries in the Central Florida area because all of our seasonal and vacation workers are, at the parks. Everybody's laid off right now temporarily. So it is a bit of a problem here. I haven't listened in a while, guys. I listened last night, and one of the hosts, Aria, just had the worst attitude about this thing. I think you guys are probably on his or her side on this topic, but it's almost as if no one is taking this seriously. If we're not being responsible as under 50-year-old people, we're going to kill a lot of people that are over 60.
How's that?
And we're going to continue the perpetuation of this disease, and it's going to keep spreading from person to person to person with a 14-plus-day incubation period. And people are going to unknowingly spread this to people that they don't intend to.
Well, then why don't those people just stay home?
Because we all are in kind of this together, living in the same cities and states, and it's a
that
little
sounds
common
very, like,
respect for your common man.
I don't disrespect my common man, but if my common man wants to stay super, super safe and is super concerned, they should stay inside their home where I can't get to them.
What if every child under the age of 10 was super susceptible to a disease? Would you be making the same statement?
I don't spend time with children. I'm not interested in spending time with children, so I won't be infecting them.
Well, they still exist, and we were both children once, and this is going to kill off everyone's grandma because of selfish people like Aria.
Oh, what a load. My mother is 69 years old, so she's certainly old enough to be people's grandmother, and she's still going to work.
And she's at an ultra-high risk of getting sick, unfortunately. And
that's her choice, though.
The world.
That's her choice. Shouldn't she be free to make that choice?
She should be.
Okay, then we agree. If you should be free to make the choice to take a risk, then you agree with me.
Can you guys see the bigger picture? How does this country or this world get out of this disease if we don't cooperate with each other a little bit?
You probably aren't gonna. It's probably gonna mutate and come back.
I just want to say that I understand you. I understand your sentiment. I absolutely do. And I do think that some people are being way too aloof regarding the virus. I mean, I think it's just extreme reactions on both sides where, I'm with Ian. I think that... I don't think the shutdown is necessary. I think it's just going to destroy the economy. I don't think it's going to do a lick of good. But at the same time, I also do understand, I think that people should practice better hygiene and have better nutrition, just keep themselves healthy. And
how many people's jobs and businesses are you willing to completely sacrifice on the altar of saving a few thousand old people who might have died anyway?
Dude, I employ 40 people. You can Google my name and my phone number and see that that's true. I am super concerned about that. I'm concerned about this son of a gun going on for a year and a half.
Right.
And because Aria and you don't want to do what needs to be done to slow this thing down.
How do you know you're going to have a business after this thing's over?
It's scary, guys. Honestly, it's very scary. And I worry about the people that work for me. I'm going to be fine, but the people who work for me might not if people aren't being a little bit more careful and doing the right thing. And maybe that's what I'm calling about. I'm scared. And
it sounds like you guys don't seem
too scared about this.
No, I don't see any purpose in being scared.
I mean, I have I have God on my side, so I'm not scared at all. If it's my time, it's my time. But thank you for the call, and hopefully your employees are okay.
If there's anything that's scary, it's what the government is doing about this and hurting people and destroying businesses and lives over this. That's scary.
That's scary. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. No, it's Free Talk Live. Although some of the callers want it to be Fear Talk Live. You know, we're gonna get people killed, and we're gonna get the old people and the kids killed.
Well,
oh, no.
Yeah, you're so irresponsible because you're not going along with the crowd. Do what the government says. Just do it this time, okay? The government's being honest for once.
Yes.
You can trust them. You believe Trump, right? You believe Barack Obama, right?
Well, in this case, it's the opposite. Trump is the one who is trying to downplay this whole thing and trying to get
is
the economy back. Well,
he was talking about it in the beginning, but he seems to have fallen right in line.
Well, which is unfortunate, but I think to a certain extent he's sort of being forced to do so because if Trump, there's a way that the media, and I think this is a Democrat plot against Trump and the Republic, because what's going on is you're having the media, like take the Keene Sentinel, right? Every single day,
it's a local newspaper.
Anytime there's like I see headlines where it's like four people infected in New Hampshire, then the next day five people infected in New Hampshire, and it's just like this constant drumming up of this negative emotion, this hysteria, and it's not just them, it's all, most of the media, and if Trump, and what they're doing is they're counting people who had died with a coronavirus, not of
that's right.
the coronavirus,
that's right.
and they're trying to apply, so it's incredibly dishonest, and so that's being used against Trump, because
that's what I was saying when the caller was on the line, it's like, well, how do you know that a lot of these old folks who've died wouldn't have died anyway?
Like you
said, in Italy, for instance, they have been chalking up everybody who dies with coronavirus, saying it was because of coronavirus. But a lot of them had more morbidity conditions prior to getting the coronavirus.
Did it
finish them off? Maybe it did. But maybe it didn't.
And also, a majority of people who have died from it, at least the last time I looked at the numbers, they had multiple other issues, right? Other health
issues. That's what I'm saying.
And so, if Trump decided to keep his head for this and not order the shutdown or not, you know, or I don't think federally he's really done as much as, like, it's mainly the governors that are doing it.
Mm.
Anytime anyone would have died and all they have to do is just say it's a coronavirus event, they say the blood is on his hands. And, you know, even with all that he's been doing on Twitter, you have trending, like, Trump body count. Everyone who dies is Trump's all, really. Those are hashtags.
Blaming Trump for this.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is definitely politically motivated.
Of course. I mean, it's going to be used as a political football in 2020 as far as the campaigns are concerned. Everybody's going to be pointing fingers and blaming everybody else. Oh, if only we would have been in charge, then we would have saved so many more lives. Of course, we didn't get to live that reality, so, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a problem-reaction-solution, right? And the Democrats, they're presenting themselves as the solution to the problem that them and their controlled media did. And I'm not saying trying to say that, you know, Republicans are perfect or whatever, but in this case, I'd say this is the blame. This is a Democrat takeover plan.
Well, I don't know if I'm with you on that, because you've got plenty of Republican governors who are cracking down very hard on the various different states. And, you know, are the Democrat governors worse? Maybe. Honestly, I don't know. It seems like they're all doing the same thing, just at different times.
Oh, in this case, I'm talking about the Washington Democrats, not like the local.
But as you pointed out, it's the governors who are the ones creating these executive orders. They're the ones who are cracking down. If it weren't for the governors in the United States, each business would get to decide how to handle this. Each individual would get to decide. But this has nothing to do with political party, Vincent. They're going to make it sound like it has to do with political party. Each political party is going to use this as political ammunition in the election. But the reality is, it's just straight up authoritarianism.
No, that's
what this is. It's people, Republican and Democrat, who are in search of power over others who have that power and who are now aggregating more power to those positions, and there's virtually no opposition to it.
Oh, and it's only getting worse. I have here, and this is newyork.cbslocal.com. Coronavirus. New Jersey governor orders state police to commandeer needed medical supplies. So I love how they come up with these synonyms for stealing. Commandeer medical supplies. And I haven't found this reported anywhere else as of tonight. So Trenton, New Jersey, CBS, New York. Governor Phil Murphy has given New Jersey state police orders to take N95 masks, ventilators, and other personal protective equipment that healthcare facilities need in their race to slow the spread of coronavirus. And the governor says, quote, while we look forward to these facilities cooperating with us and providing this equipment as needed, this order gives police the express authority to requisition it for distribution.
It's a nice factory you got here. It'd be a shame for something bad to happen.
Hey, why don't you want to get rid of your product? What do you want my grandmother to die or something? Requisition it for distribution to our acute care hospitals and other healthcare facilities, said Murphy in his daily COVID-19 briefing. And needless to say, they badly need the equipment. The order came as New Jersey saw deaths related to COVID-19 illness jumped 182 in 24 hours to a total of 537. By Thursday, New Jersey had a total of 25,590 confirmed coronavirus cases across the state, and the rest of it is just over. So but I do want to read. We also certainly hope that the New Jersey State Police Colonel Patrick J. Callahan doesn't have to use this authority, said Murphy. We would hope that folks would step forward and do the right thing, but if need be, we will use that authority. Sounds like a Lord Humongous, but just walk away, just drop a pump into the oil, and you will leave with your life. There's been too much violence, too much pain.
Is that Mad Max?
Yeah, Road Warrior. So this is, so I mean, basically they're just legalizing stealing. And this has happened before. I saw, and we're going to go use this under the guide of hoarding, right? Where, I've seen people who are, quote, hoarding hand sanitizer, right? People just had a bunch of it in storage. And you have, like, communities just, like, with police help, breaking open the storage facility and then redistributing the hand sanitizer. So, and this is normal, right?
From each according to his ability, to each according to his need.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're not seeing militias be formed to fight against this just because so many people are scared that they're willing to hand over all of their freedoms, right, including freedom of owning property, to freedom to just keep her stuff, a freedom to not have her stuff stolen. And the comments were actually pretty good in the article, too. People were asking if there's a police are patrolling around these businesses where the police are at gunpoint taking the masks and other materials, who do the police shoot at? So could they, who watches the watchers? Now, next here, we're talking about snitches, and this ties in. I just want to cover international, right, just because this is from the Reuters. German snitch on neighbors flouting virus rules in echo of the Stasi past. Law-abiding, and this published today, law-abiding Germans are zealously helping police crack down on people flouting new social distancing rules aimed at slowing the spread of a coronavirus by reporting on strangers, neighbors, and friends.
You're not a friend if that's what you're doing to your friends. Just let you know.
Since police in German capital since middle of March have ordered 830 pubs, shisha bars, and other establishments to shut down and recorded 898 crimes. Forces around Germany are in a similar situation. Munich police took up 150 calls every day last week from citizens reporting alleged breaches of corona rules, Spiegel Online reported. And
I would like to file for a Freedom of Information Act request and find out who the dirty snitches are.
You can in Germany, probably not.
Yeah, probably
just
not.
Just want to say, some police have asked citizens not to overburden the police, quoting an official saying, quote, people should make a report every time they see three people sitting on a park bench. So they have so many snitches, the cops are asking them to stop snitching. This is, thank God we don't live in Germany, but it's also coming here to the United States. We have this article coming right up. Los Angeles is giving people rewards to snitch. 855 453, this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump does not have coronavirus. He was tested again Thursday using one of the new 15-minute machines, and he's negative. The president was tested back in mid-March after coming into contact with people who tested positive for the virus.
Just spoke to Mary Barra of General Motors.
The president, speaking at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, continuing to use the private sector to help with critically needed supplies to help infected people fight the virus.
She said they're very soon going to be ready to start production of the ventilators. They have a lot of ventilators that they've committed to build, and they'll be starting very, very quickly. FEMA continues to deliver resources.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 470 points, the NASDAQ up 127, the S&P 500 up 56 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in the number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And before we get to the get to Steve on the line, I want to tell you about ForkFest 2020. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You could simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. So now we go to the phone lines where Steve is on the line. Welcome. What's on your mind?
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, Steve.
I'm the guy that called the other night about my wife being she's a conservative with libertarian tendencies. And,
yeah.
You know, I wanted to share a little bit about what was going on in Arkansas related to all of this coronavirus crap. First of all, I'm pretty convinced that
my family had it back in early January because we were all sick. We all went to the clinic, all tested negative for flu and strep, but for 2 weeks we were sick.
Didn't you say, Vincent, that there were a bunch of people at the school that were sick in January of this year?
Oh, yeah, not just my school, but other colleges all across the country in January. Yeah, it was like a petri dish. Everyone was sick.
I live in a town of, 80,000 people. It's the second largest town in the state. And the clinic that I went to, there was a four-hour wait because everybody was sick. They called. There's four clinics run by this same hospital in town, and every one of their clinics they called had a four-hour wait because everyone in town apparently was sick. So I don't think this is the first we've seen of this. It's not going to be the last we see of it. Fortunately, I live in the only state in the South, knock on wood, that doesn't have a shelter-in-place order. And we're still able to. Now, there are a lot of all the restaurants are closed and all that stuff. But, I run a car dealership. And, I have 800 customers, and most of my customers are being affected by this, which means my business is being affected by it.
Right.
I've got associates that work for me that are freaking out. Why are we still here? Why are we still, I'm just like, look, we'll worry about it when we have to worry about it.
Why? Who's going to buy a car if they don't know if they're going to have a job next week?
Right. I understand that, but I'm talking about as far as us being at work. I mean, we have a job to do, and unless you get sick and need to stay home, you need to be at work.
I agree.
If you don't want to be here, then you don't have to be here, but you're not going to get unemployment just for not wanting to be here. Now, my company is going to pay folks that have to stay home if they get diagnosed with it. They have to be quarantined for 14 days. My company's in 12 states. We have 1,400 employees, and so
that's awesome.
They've been very proactive about what we're going to do as a company, and they operate in many states that are shut down right now. So it's really putting a bind on our operations, but, it's just tough because it's cold.
Yes, it's a souped-up, over-glorified, fear-mongered cold. Absolutely. Because, coronavirus is listed on disinfectant products. It's listed in medical textbooks as just being one of the most popular strains of the common cold.
Right. And I'm not saying that it's not a threat and that people aren't at risk, because I feel they are. But at the same time, it's just like when in Arkansas they made a big deal about banning cigarette smoking in bars. Well, you know what? I don't smoke, but at least don't insult my intelligence enough to think that, if I don't want to go somewhere where they're not smoking, I'll find a bar that don't allow smoking.
Right.
Don't make it illegal for everyone.
That's how adults are supposed to handle life, is to make choices about the things that they want to experience and the things that they don't want to experience. To use their market.
I'll patronize the businesses that I want to patronize, and you don't need to tell me or tell a business owner that, you don't need to do this because this group of people are offended by that or it bothers this group of people.
You vote with your feet. You vote with your dollars. That's what a freer market would be like. And unfortunately, in many states, we just don't have that option.
Anything else you'd like to add, Steve?
No, I just, as I said the last time I called, I've only been listening for about a week. I really enjoy the show. I think that, sometimes I hear some stuff that I think might be, because I feel like I'm a ultra conservative, I'm a God fearing Christian, and there's some things that I guess I'm learning about the libertarian part. Like I mentioned the other night about the hatred for police that I've heard from some, and that kind of concerns me. Got very good friends that are police. Friend of mine's the chief of police here, and I don't like the fact that they get looked now. There are cops that are bad cops. There's bad, but
absolutely. We have all our differences, but I appreciate you being able to overlook that and be able to enjoy the show regardless. Thank you for the call, Steve.
Yeah, interesting to hear about the business too, and how he's handling that and trying to help out the employees and encourage them to still come to work.
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm sure there's plenty of people who actually like for me, for instance, right? I want to go back to my campus job, right? I was making not good money, but I was making money from it, and just being told that I can't. Because I and and I would have too. Before we had the college just totally shut down, there was an option for me to go in and do shifts that people were too scared to take. You know, I'm like, ah, whatever. You know, if I die, I die. And now I can't even do that. So that's incredibly unfortunate. But it's worse for other people. So like, just imagine being in Los Angeles. This is from the Los Angeles CBS local.com. Snitches get rewards. Garcetti issues new rules for construction sites, encourages community to report safer at home violators.
It's a strange title.
So the mayor, Eric Garcetti, announced new guidelines for construction sites that continue to operate during the coronavirus pandemic while encouraging the community to report businesses that violate the safer at home order. Garcetti said that the stay-at-home order was put in place, the city has been told about construction sites have not been following the guidelines set out in that order. In an effort to enforce safe practice, Garcetti said the Department of Building and Safety has developed new guidelines specifically for construction sites to ensure the safety of employers, workers, and the community at large.
Right. Once again, the government goons positioning themselves as the arbiters of everything that's safe and forcing their, you know, strictures down upon private businesses who should otherwise be able to make their own decisions about safety protocols.
And now he's trying to get citizens to do their work for them. Garcetti also used the Tuesday briefing to encourage people in the community to report businesses that continue to violate the order. Quote, if any non-essential businesses continue to operate in violation of the stay-at-home order, we're going to act to enforce the safer at home sounds so stupid. Safer at home order and ensure their compliance, he said. You know, ensure their compliance.
That's what it is.
As of Tuesday afternoon, Garcetti said business ambassadors had visited 450 businesses that had
business
not
compliant. Ambassadors.
Well,
is that their code for enforcer?
Goons, yeah.
Goon squad. What? We're your business ambassadors, and we're here to tell you, if you don't close your doors, we're going to board them up and arrest you. Because that's what they'll do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did in Cincinnati to one business that was staying open.
It's like what the mafia would do back in these, you know, these Martin Scorsese movies, except these people wear suits and ties. But probably the mafiosos are dressed better than government workers usually. Of those, 144 were visited by officers of Los Angeles Police Department to ensure compliance with the order. So they actually had to get armed muscle to follow them there. Four businesses have been referred to the city's attorney's office for misdemeanor filings.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, that's
how crazy this is.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just, I mean, citizens are snitching on their own accord. We have a video, just a shocking video we're going to play on the other side.
Remember, he's going to pay people to snitch, too. That's the other part of that story.
So we'll get to that.
To give them money to snitch.
Get to that and shoot them dead. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte orders police and military to kill civilians who defy coronavirus lockdown. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, and I want to give a very, very special thank you to our amplifier, Chris, who is a platinum amplifier, supports, being part of the AMP group, it supports the supports the show, supports the broadcast, supports the network, and it's always a great show of appreciation. So we thank you, Chris, and for people who want to learn more about the amplifier program so that they can get their names read on the air, Minister Freeman, where should they go?
Amp.freetalklive.com.
Amp.freetalklive.com to learn how to get your name on the esteemed list here with Chris's and being an amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So before we get to the phone lines, I missed a quote here. So now the real zinger is because, you know, Ian brought this in. I didn't have a chance to read the article ahead of time. So you have the Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti, who is cracking down on all of you, just cracking down on people who are violating their coronavirus shutdown rules. And so I can't believe, like, this is, you know, this is something like, this is like an SNL skit, right? The fact that he said this. Quote, you know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards, Garcetti said. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe. Violations of the Safer at Home order can be reported online. Oh, isn't that so nice? The CBS local Los Angeles affiliate, they even put a link to where you could report people online. This is ridiculous. Let's see here. It's a Google form. Or it looks like, yeah, Google. Oh, wow, gee, great. You know, the city of Los Angeles, the biggest city in the country, or one of the biggest cities in the country, and they can't get anything better than a Google Doc. Let's see here. Your contact information, so it's not anonymous, all right, so it's not anonymous. What is your name? What is your phone number, your address, email address, alleged violators, contact information? So at least it's not anonymous tips, right? At least you got to put your name online.
Well, they got to know who to cut the check to.
Oh, that is a good point. Nature of the alleged violator. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm too like much of a gangster thinking. I'm expecting them just to like, give a wad of money or whatever. But
no, it doesn't work that way. The way it works generally with snitch programs, because remember, these things have existed for decades.
Yeah.
Usually, like for instance, I was in New York and they had a big billboard up like that you could get up to $1,000 if you can snitch on somebody for having a gun in New York City. But they're not going to give you the $1,000 on the arrest. You get the $1,000 or up to $1,000 if they get the conviction.
I see. So you're going to have to wait for that money. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So, yeah, this is just totally disgusting. I want to play this video here, and thanks. And it is from TikTok, and it's a woman. It's a woman who is just, you know, it speaks for itself. These two guys are just sitting in their car, and this woman starts screaming at them.
Rats.
Rats.
Rats. Do you understand?
Rats.
And if you
I'm done with this
so,
I'll
be looking
at them.
All right, I will. I'll be looking at them. Shelter in place. Go ahead. Put me on social media. You're tough. Seriously? Oh, my God. Seriously, I called the cops. I can't.
Wow. I'm so scared.
When you're... All right. So, look how happy she was, too, when she said she's calling the police.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so
she
sick.
She was really excited that they were going to be made safe.
So, we have a few callers on the line here. It's the end of the show, so it's sort of like a, an homage to, actually the first talk radio guy I ever listened to, Ghost from True Capitalist Radio, sort of radio graffiti, so just please, you know, make your point, we'll reply, get your word in, and then we'll move on to the next caller since there's people in line. So welcome, we have David from New Mexico. What's on your mind? What's your point?
Wanted to tell you, I'll tell you another day about the Brigadier General that said something on topic, but because you mentioned stitches, let me tell you one technique to use, and this was used in Vietnam. Prisoners of war did this to their captors that were beating them, and I'm going to talk about myself, for instance. Civil disobedience. I'm being prosecuted for standing up to my government right now. They're threatening me with 4 years of prison. Here's the point. If you make them hurt you, in other words, they make a rule, and you say, no, I ain't following it. Beat me. Go ahead. Beat me. Normal humans, and they have a few of them working for the government, don't like that. And so you got to stand up to them and say, beat me. Go ahead. Do it. Enough people do that. The monsters that are there to beat you, they start to quit their jobs. So that's a point of psychology that actually works, and it was used in Vietnam with prisoners of war. So stand up to them and make them beat you. Huh?
Which side? I appreciate that. It's a great advice. So which side? So like would the Viet Cong or the Vietnamese? Were the Vietnamese prisoners doing that to the Americans?
No, American prisoners who had nothing to do with deciding to go to war there, they were drafted, but they found out by trial and error that if they didn't give their captors everything that they wanted, if they made their captors beat them in order to get it, the captors started interrogating them less because they apparently didn't really like beating on other people even if they were the enemy.
Oh, very interesting. Well, thank you for bringing that up. I guess it didn't, someone should have told John's, Songbird McCain, right? Because McCain, you know, spilled the beans and committed treason, and yet, you know, he gets elected to office, which, you know, just makes sense. Anyways, so we have James here calling from, looks like, Phoenix. What's on your mind? You there?
Oh, boy. You just slandered an American hero.
It's James. Oh, he's going to defend John McCain. Okay, James, you're doing it. Welcome.
You're a complete loser, and you're hanging out with one, and that's why you've turned into one. And we all have to answer to our creator. You're so lucky he's not my son, or I would have already broken your neck, Ian Bernard, and I mean that.
You'd have broken your own son's neck?
Not a jury in the Shire would have
Jesus.
Cared. Not a jury in the Shire would care if I came up there and stepped on your head, Ian Bernard.
You're such a good Jesus-loving man. What a good Christian you are.
Never said I was, but I'm not the one.
I'm pretty sure you have said you're a Christian, in fact, on more than one occasion.
I never said I was raised a Christian, you fool. A Roman Catholic, to be specific.
Oh, so you're no longer a Christian, is what you're saying.
No, if I
what is your religious belief?
Catholic,
do you have one?
If I weren't a Roman, Catholic, I'd drop the comma.
So wait, are you a Catholic or not? I'm real unclear on this.
You're a terrible human being.
All right, you're boring.
Yeah, he's so awful.
Okay, so speaking of religion and such, okay, actually, I think, Catholics, I think, Duterte is either a Catholic, Muslim, or agnostic, I think, because in the Philippines, usually it's the two.
Hmm.
So Duterte, president of the Philippines, we sort of come full circle, because I remember one of the first
times... He's a lunatic, is what he is.
Some of the first shows I did on Free Talk Live, right, back in 2016, that's when Duterte was elected as president, and he said he was, you know, going to drive around his motorcycle killing drug dealers and stuff. So now it's come full circle. Now I'm first chairing, and Duterte's still at it, threatening to kill his own citizens. So Okay, here we go. So this is from the CBSNews.com. In the Philippines, 57 million residents of a country's main island, Luzon, are under strict lockdown orders to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Despite that, many in a Manila slum took to the streets Wednesday to protest a lack of supplies, arguing they had not received any food packs since the lockdown started 2 weeks ago. The local government refutes those claims and clash of protesters, ultimately arresting 20 people who refused to return home. Later that night, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte took to the airwaves with a chilling warning for his citizens. Defy the lockdown orders again, and the police will shoot you dead. Quote,
that's how they roll over there, man.
Well, at least they're honest about it compared to you in the U.S. They just
have
these vague threats.
Well, that's true. I mean, we've had people who would like to see us be shot. There are people out
and
there.
And get our heads stomped in.
Yeah, there are people out there. And you're not, I'm not talking about the last caller, but there are people out there who would revel in the idea of us being, you know, having our heads bashed in or shot or thrown in the, you know, some gulag simply because we didn't go along with the government's plan on this. And maybe they want to see a Duterte get in charge.
And that's the thing. Would Duterte arrest the deep state criminals? Well, maybe Duterte is Q. I will not hesitate. My orders are to the police and military, as well as village officials. If there is any trouble or occasions where there's violence and your lives are in danger, shoot them dead, he said in a mix of Filipino and English in a televised address. Do not intimidate the government. Do not challenge the government. You will lose.
And he'll just pardon somebody if they bring up, if they bring one of these people who shoots another person dead, one of these government goons, if there's any kind of potential for a charge against them, he'll just pardon them.
Oh, yeah, or they'll cover up the evidence, where it's like in the U.S. what they do, so cops do is if they shoot someone without cause, they put their taser in the guy's hand, mm-hmm. and then they're like, and cops would help each other out with that, too. I saw a hidden secret video of it.
Well, in the Philippines, they don't even have to go through all that.
That's a good point. So I just want to end on a positive note here. This is from, again, CBS News. Louisiana church packed for services, again, despite charges against pastor amid pandemic. This is published yesterday.
This is the guy that they already arrested for holding services in his church. He's already facing misdemeanor charges, and he went back and held another service.
And, yeah, it was filled. And you have, like, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. All these holy sites in, like, the Middle East are closed because of coronavirus. But it's good that some people still have, you know, hold up the faith. And
I think this is also good, and I think it's interesting that it's actually some of the religious folks who are the ones who are most, I guess, you know, courageous in violating these government orders. Kudos to them for this. And I hope that if they keep arresting this guy, that like the assistant pastor comes in and then the church elders come in and just keep hosting services.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because they don't, you know, people of faith don't rely on the government. They rely on God for protection. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in. See y'all tomorrow night.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.